Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open and resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance, I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing
romance,
the job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move is a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow-up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
Wow.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Raise Your Vibration Weekly Broadcast. I'm your host, Adam, from Adam, here in Atlanta, Georgia. Excited about being on the air another Thursday night, another beautiful evening here on Earth in the year 2016. And I'm happy and excited, as always, to be joined with me on the air, co-hosting the one and only lovely, beautiful, the artist psychic herself, Pat Fiorguero, calling from down in Florida, Tampa, Florida, and let me unmute her microphone this time so she will be talking as I am talking and y'all can hear her. Good evening, Patsy.
How are you, Adam?
Patsy, I am in one, I'm in a space. I'm here. Let me say it like that, Patsy. I am here. It's been one amazing, challenging opportunity for growth and for love experience and week for me. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah,
tell me about what you've been going through.
Well, Patsy, it's just been one of those weeks where I'm convinced, due to everything that's happening in here in America. I don't want to say the world. I'm not really aware of what's going on in the world. I do know what's happening in my world, in here in America, in my community, within our culture. And so much is going on. So much is transpiring, and so much is being podcast and showcased through social media, through the news, through the magazines, through newspapers. And I realized late, it was a late realization, but I realized that on top of my own ministry and work that I'm doing in the community with my spiritual readings and with my spiritual teachings and ministries and leading groups, that I have been so overwhelmed, and I have not, Patsy, I didn't realize it until very late, I have not increased my time and my need to seek the one source within me. And instead, Patsy, I have been on this crazy chase of just looking for everything in creation to give me some sense of groundedness versus the creator that lives within me. And I realized through my readings and through my conversations with other people, it seems to be such a trend that everyone's feeling the panic or just feeling this craziness, and instead of retreating inwardly, you're more so retreating outwardly to other crazy stuff. And I realized it late, but I have been making more of an effort. And I realized I've got to take my spirituality and especially my prayer meditation. I have to just become more disciplined. I have to, especially during times such as this, and I have not. And, man, I've just been all kinds of stuff that is not of my highest choice that leaves me in a state of spiritual overflow. But instead, I have just been going crazy with sugar, food, over-socialization, over-socializing, just so much unproductivity, just not realizing, hey, I'm really missing time with my inner creator, and I need to take time away from creation so much. So, Pastor, it's been a week of, like, just unbelievable distraction for me that I've created myself just for that reason. That's what's happening with me, but I'm so glad I had a revelation that I need to get back. Have you experienced anything like that, Pastor? Can you relate to what I've been articulating here?
That's interesting that you should say that, Adam, because I'm on the exact same beam. I have been so off crazy. And the weirdest thing is, when I was in Atlanta the last week, I touched on it that I do want to mention we had a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous session
awesome.
In Atlanta last week. It was so awesome, and everybody that was there was incredible.
Week before last.
Oh, it just week before last, like, time has really flown by. Anyway, and I touched on it when I talked about that we are light workers. A lot of people that call into the show, they call in because they have a special gift or feeling something more. They're a little bit more sensitive than most people. And I think we forget, and there's 25% of human beings that are like this. I just was listening to some studies about that. And that we really pick up on things that a lot of people don't pick up on. So we're like kind of going around raw. That's why it's not good for us to watch a lot of TV or to engage in some kind of overstimulating circumstances, because it really touches our soul and hurts us. And so what happens is when we get in that pain, a lot of times we want the fastest fix we can find. And the fastest fix usually is sex, drugs, rock and roll, food, whatever you can shove into any orifice, any time, any place. Craziness. I know. I'm sorry. I'm so graphic. But it's like, instead of just taking a moment to breathe and pull back and meditate or relax or do whatever it is to find your safe space, or for me to find my safe space, I'll reach for something that's quick. And most of the time for me, it's food that I'll reach for. And there's never enough, Adam. There's that empty, God-shaped hole that I keep thinking I can fill it with food or with gossiping or with some kind of distraction rather than going to source. And that's what our program's about, is carrying that message about going to source. And, you know, I'd like to
Absolutely.
To maybe talk tonight about the level of discipline that we go through to feed our soul. You know, what are you willing to do to feed your soul? Are you willing to really go to God, or from 1 to 10, do you run to creation or do you run to the Creator? Which one are you seeking? 1 being like, is going straight to God your priority when you get in this freaking out? Because, you know, Adam, I was just thinking about in the 90s and stuff, you know, there was like the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears were just starting, and Prince was singing, and Michael Jackson, and nobody was worried about being shot in the streets and being killed and craziness and living in fear and all this bombardment of movie stars and craziness and things going on every minute, that we're filled with fear all the time. You know, I'm not one of these people like the good old days, but we didn't have that amount of fear in the world. With our added communications and everything, the ways that we can get in touch with people, it's added a lot more things to it. And it's gotten real frightening, and I'm fearful for our children growing up. So how are we going to raise this generation? How are we going to raise ourselves to look to source rather than stuff to fill us? So as I'm in the same boat you're in. This has been a crazy week, and I think what I need to do is just back off and know my limitations, just kind of chill out, you know, and not. And also, I forgot that I'm perfect and you're perfect. We're perfect just the way we are. We don't have to believe what other people tell us or engage in crazy thinking and crazy arguments and stuff with people. We don't have to defend ourselves because we're a child of God. And I forgot that. So that's where I'm coming from, you know.
That I'm a child of God, I forget that because I'm a child of God, I can go to my Father, and my Father is
right.
And like any child, when they're going through, they just want that parental figure. They want that figure who they feel like everything is going to be okay. And I realize I have not put forth a discipline. It takes a discipline. I'm realizing now, and I've heard it all my life, but I realize I've neglected the discipline action to make that a priority when I realize I need to go inward. And I have a regular prayer life. I have a regular meditation life. But what I don't do is when things start going crazy like they have in these past 2 weeks, what I realize, instead of adding an extra 10 minutes or extra 15 minutes, I'm actually doing less. And instead of making myself say, hey, this situation, this energy requires extra amount of effort. Make sure that you go home earlier so I can get more prayer time in. Make sure I'm either going to not start work so early so I can give an extra 30 minutes to an hour to really focus, ground clear myself. Make sure, am I going to get lunch today so I can just sit in my car and pray and meditate and ground clear and send out positive visualization to those that I love, those that I know are going through? Or am I just going to continue to go to lunch and say, hey, I can't wait for lunch so I can order extra food? And that's the pattern
right.
I've been doing. Instead of maybe fasting during lunch and using that time to just sit in my car, just get somewhere quiet, I'm looking forward to lunch so I can really go overboard and get a larger waffle fry or even more guacamole at Chipotle to help create or soothe some of the unease that I'm feeling. And now I'm realizing, no, that doesn't solve any problems. All that does is make you look forward for dinner time, you know, and you can't wait to have ice cream later. Nothing wrong with guacamole, nothing wrong with large waffle fries. I hope it was to feel like I'm judging them. But it's when you are using that stuff to try to stuff yourself in a void that is a shape, the God shape void, you can't do it. And it takes a sense of discipline to say, I am going to use this time to go deeper and go in. I'm going to use this time to pull out my book of Psalms, to pull out my most inspirational literature. I'm going to reread some pieces from A Course in Miracles. I'm going to go through my quotes, my inspirational quotes, and really just meditate and reflect. It takes discipline to do that. And I realize for me, on a step scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being I go straight to the one source and 10 being I go to the far end, I find myself this past few weeks, all this craziness, instead of not putting the discipline, I've gone like a 7, 8, and maybe one day I hit a 10, just really far away from where I need to be doing. But I am so blessed and so grateful to have friends like yourself, Patsy, and other friends that can say, what is going on? And that I can be transparent and I can be authentic within my close group to say, this is what I've been doing this week. And they can look back into me and say, hey, what's going on, Adam? You know? And so I'm so thankful for community, and I'm so thankful to help people help me realize and make me start doing a dialogue within myself and question, hey, what's going on? And I can come to that realization. I'm not putting forth a discipline when it comes to going deep within myself. So I'm grateful for this conversation. I'm grateful to get everyone else involved to find out on that scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being they go straight to the one source when things get crazy on these, or do they find themselves going far, far, far to the other end, and how can they begin to be more disciplined? Patsy, if we could ask you one now, what would be one thing you want to move forward with, action plan, and you can be more disciplined when it comes to finding your source and connecting to your higher power during times of chaotic or times of pressure?
Well, I call it stop and drop, and I think that's what I need to do a little more often. And I have been neglecting my morning meditation because I'm always in a hurry now, running, trying to get stuff done, get running. And I know just what you said a while ago, if you start off your day a little bit slower, making a plan, asking God to show you what I'm supposed to see, what's God's plan for me, boy, my day really is so much different than when I have my own plan in charge, you know. So I think that's what I'm going to do, is just get back to my writing. I usually write 3 pages every morning and read some. I do my meditation and I read something spiritual, and I've been putting that on the back burner. So that's my commitment, to start off the first thing. And tonight, too, before I go to bed, I'm going to do that. So I'm looking forward to it, because I know that's my source right there.
All right. Well, Pastor, let's are you ready to go to the callers? And
absolutely. And I think, Adam, we're going to. Yeah, I think we're going to try to get more people online tonight, so our readings should be a little bit quicker and real succinct. So take the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth and listen real good, because we're going to be jived up tonight.
All right. Well, Patsy, I'm ready to go. Let's go to our first caller and find out how they are during times of pressure on a 1 or 10. So our first caller, the last 4 digits are 2574. Call it last 4 digits 2574. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Adam, Patsy. This is Kimberly, Tucker, Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
My Lord, my Lord. This is a stranger.
I know.
How have you been?
Good. Busy. Good. Otherwise, my son's going to college, so. Busy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Well, Kimberly.
Wow. It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too.
Well, Kimberly, were you listening to what we were talking about?
Oh, yes. And it's
I hear
her.
That. Can
last,
you relate to that?
Yes. The last couple of weeks, you know, and I hadn't been disciplining myself to meditate and pray like I should. And when I did meditate, I heard God clearly say, he said, if you're going to worry, if you're going to think about the things that you think are going to happen are going to be negative, you're manifesting it as you're thinking it.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So basically, I had to stop the worrying and thinking how I was thinking that I was all by myself, and understand that I'm a co-creator. And I heard that clearly. So.
Absolutely. I love that. I love it. So on 1 to 10, where do you think you are? Are you think that you're on a level of discipline to, you know, to feed your soul, number 1 being the strongest, or 10, you're off the beam? Where do you think you are right now after you just told me what
I
you told
I'm,
me?
I'm in the middle, striking a balance between getting my thoughts on the right path.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm going to pull a card for you. Hold on.
Okay.
Wow. Wait till you see what this card is. This card is about excess, about overdoing it, you know? And when I look at this card, you know, it's like a person with this big, big, big burden on their shoulders and stuff like that. And, you know, excess can make us feel like a beast of burden, you know. So what this card is about is telling you to start eliminating stress and to really look and see how you got there in the first place, to really understand that. So it's telling you you need to start waking up to your own reality. And sometimes that can be kind of disturbing. You know, like you said, this is what I've been doing lately. You know, you're not feeling good about what you've been doing, and you get in a lot of pressure. And what happens is that insatiable appetites start to come up for, you know, recognition, for making more money, for more power, you know, demanding to have more things to fill up this gap that we feel that we have. And, oh, you just need to get back to yourself and take responsibility for how you're acting, you know? And it's like an obsessive behavior that's going on. But, you know, I think once we look at that behavior, just like you were just saying right now, you and I were talking, people call it meditation, reflection, contemplation, whatever it is that they do or look back at. It starts to make us really look and see, where is our true self? What are your real intentions in life? You know, are you functioning from just automatic like a robot, or are you coming from the truth? And are you living according to the laws of spiritual laws, or are you just flying by the seat of your pants, you know? So
yes.
It's time to get aligned now, you know, and you admitted that, you know, this will get rid of a lot of the stress that we were talking about and the need to have to fill it up with something else. So I'm going to turn you over to Adam, because this is a pretty heavy card to have read to you right first and see what he's picking up on you.
All right.
Good to talk to you, baby girl.
Good to talk to you, too.
Tim, I'm definitely getting some stress and things, but the stress is coming from you trying to control a lot of outcomes, right? But here's what I'm seeing happen, Kim. I'm seeing you letting go. Like, I'm seeing even right now, there's some things that you have said, you know what, I ain't going to worry about it anymore. But, Tim, this reading is saying you've got the wrong things in the wrong place. Like, the things that you should be like, you know what, I'm letting go, I ain't worried about that, are the things you need to say, no, I got to control this. And the things that you're trying to control are the things you should let go of and just be like, I'm not worried about it. And I can't give you which one is which, but I do know that you need to switch them as soon as possible. Because there's some things that you absolutely need to, forgive my language, but there's some things you need to say to some situation or some people or whatever, say, hell no, that ain't happening here. And then there are other things that you need to be like, hey, I don't care, whatever will be. But I feel like you're saying hell no to the wrong things, and you're saying whatever will be to the wrong thing. The things that need to be firm, you're kind of letting it be whatever, and the things that you need to be relaxed on, you're being too rigid on.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense to you, possibly?
Yeah.
So I'm not getting insight on which are the things. I do feel like once you have a high sense of intuition. As a matter of fact, I would love to talk to you and being on the show in a few months or a few weeks. But you know, I know you'll go in and be able to figure out on what area, what relationship, what areas are you maybe being too relaxed on and then too rigid, and make sure you're putting those energies in the proper places.
You know what? You're exactly right. I just had a eureka. You're right. Okay. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I know you'll get. They showed me. She'll get it. She'll know. She'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's gonna fix so much stress.
You're exactly right. Exactly.
So good. Well, Kim, it's so good to hear from you. I'm glad I was able to bring you to Lion Progress. And, Kim, we've got to be in talk, because I would love to have you on the show. I know you're an excellent reader, excellent, great sense of intuition, great wisdom, great message. So I'll be looking forward to talking with you and having you be a co-host with us on the show.
Sure. Okay. Thank you all.
All right. You're
good
welcome.
Night,
have a great
good
night.
Good to talk to you.
All right, you too. Good night.
All right. Our next call, the last four digits are 0847. Call the last four digits, 0847. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm sorry. Excuse me for the noise.
What's your name, honey?
It's Lisa.
Hi,
oh,
Lisa. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boston.
Boston? My, oh, my.
Yeah.
How's it going up there?
It's pretty warm and it's noisy, so forgive me. Forgive me for the noise.
Are you in public right now?
No, actually, I am in my apartment.
Oh. Well, did you hear some of our conversation talking about, you know, are you going to the source or are you going to other things to help relieve any tension or anything you might be going through?
Actually, to be honest with you, I'm not feeling, maybe I'm not conscious of feeling tension.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm feeling tension in the sense that I feel like I should be in another place, meaning I should be like in another job. I should be in another living situation. That's what I'm feeling. I'm like, why am I not pursuing another job? Why am I not pursuing a better living place to live?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for me to release that tension, I really had to reach out and say, you know what? I got to do something about this because, I'm feeling some anger
mm-hmm.
because I feel like I should have moved further along my path.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't. And now I'm in a place, a situation where I've gotten comfortable
mm-hmm.
With the way that things are. But then spirit just rises up and they said, this isn't where you're supposed to be. It's time
mm-hmm.
to move on. You've come and you've done what you needed to do. It's time to move on. So, you know, I've reached out to people that I know and say, hey, you know what? I'm looking. I'm looking for a better opportunity. So it was scary to do it. It was very scary to take that first step out of my comfort zone. So,
well, Lisa,
yeah.
Just when you were talking, it was just like a flash that passed in front of me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And spirit told me major stuff's going to happen like really fast. Okay, and
wow.
what you have to do is change your vocabulary.
Yeah,
and your vocabulary or asking questions as
mm-hmm.
if the things are already happening. So when
mm-hmm.
you say,
okay.
"Why do I have so many new job offers?
Oh,
why am
okay.
I finding so many great places to live?
Yeah, okay.
Why am I being so supported by these great friends?" You see how your attitude, your when you ask a question, you'll feel a little bit better, you know, instead of saying, why am I stuck in this situation? Well, the universe
right.
will come to give you the answer and tell you why you're stuck.
Right.
But we want to know, why are you choosing so many beautiful places to live, so many healthy places?
Mm.
I just pulled a card for you that, excuse me, it's about decrease. And I think that's what's a really good card for you for reduction, because it's all about, you know, life goes on a cycle and ebb and flow up and down. But it's funny when it's up and it's fruitful in spring, we're like so happy. When it goes to the downside, like the fall and the winter, like wah, 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 you know. And
mm-hmm.
and it's really interesting, but that's just the flow. That's just how it is.
Exactly.
You know, that's a time to rest. It's a time to replenish. And
mm-hmm.
it's a time to restore balance. And that's when I
yeah.
see you got a little bit off balance. Okay.
Yeah.
But you need to come back, you know, cut back
yeah.
now to bare essentials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my plan for you with spirit talking to me, Lisa, is just to tell you it's time to not get so complacent. Okay,
right.
because what's going to happen, you're defeating any kind of time that you'll have to explore new territories, okay?
Right.
So it's time to explore, roll your sleeves up. This is a great time, even though I know it's hot in Boston and everything. Things are like simmering and moving, and things are just
oh,
in
yeah.
full bloom right now, okay? So you can get out and go run around and do things instead of in the winter when it gets really hard. And if you're going to start simplifying your life, okay,
yes.
I think you're gonna cut away the different things that are blocking you, and you're gonna get to see
Absolutely.
Really clearly. Okay,
Absolutely.
And as you see
yes.
real clean, it's kind of like a good spring cleaning. You know, when
yes.
you clean everything out and you freshen everything, you're like, wow, you're unburdening yourself. You've got more room to grow, and I think that's what's gonna happen. But it's gonna happen
yes.
really fast.
Okay,
I mean. By Labor Day, you're going to call me and say, holy crap, blah, 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 blah. So would you put it on your calendar to call me back and let me know? Because I think some major stuff's happening for you, Lisa.
Oh, yes, I most certainly will.
All right, sweetie,
will.
I'm going to let you go. Have an awesome weekend, and we're going to turn to my darling Adam.
Thank you. Many blessings.
You're welcome. Thank you. I receive it.
Lisa, I'm just really seeing in agreement with Patsy. I'm seeing you really, 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 really. I'm seeing you right now really feeling in your power. I don't know what's going
yes.
on that's making you not feel it, I know for sure that everybody that's around you, people at work, people in your family, are looking at you like you are the queen, head, lady in charge.
Oh my God! Yes, yes.
I know
that
everyone is
so
looking
true.
At you like that way, and Patsy's right. You've got the power within you. You really.
Ooh.
It's all waiting on you. It's like the universe saying, "Just let's wait for her to get her confession together." And I'm seeing
yes.
in the next 3 to 6 weeks. Things are just going to be offered to you. Things are just going to be given to you, opportunities, things that you're going to be like, oh, I didn't know it was that easy. I didn't realize all I had to do was just
yes.
I didn't realize I just
yes.
had myself available. And you're
oh
going
my God,
to be
so
given
right.
choices. Like, you're even going to have choices, but you're going to have to make the high choice. And remember this. Remember this when you're
yes.
given these choices and things are coming at you. Some of them are going to be people who are seeking to use your power and use your life for their profit.
Mm.
You've got to remember,
yes.
I'm here to serve, I am here to aid humanity, and I'm here to use my gifts in a way that honor me and other people. Remember
yes.
that when you're given these opportunities, because I feel like when people are going to say, oh, we should get her and use her face or use her voice or use her for this, for their, and they're only thinking about themselves. They're not truly thinking about
yes.
this position for you. They're not really thinking, is
yes.
this something that you really are going to be good at? But you want
yes.
to be able to know, say, no, thank you to that. I'll take this position.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, my God, Adam, because let me tell you, I'm in this situation now. And, you know, years ago I would jump to any opportunity. I never thought about me. I never thought about who I was and what I brought to the table. But now... Oh no, no 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 no! If it doesn't feel right for me, if it is not in my highest and best interest, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it because in my company
yes.
now, a lot of positions are opening up, and they're looking at me. They're not going to come and ask me, why are you not stepping up to the plate to take this position? Because how I feel about it is that we are not on the same level. The way in which you do things is unethical. And you know, I'm going to call it out. I'm going to speak the truth.
Stay there. Stay there, Lisa. Stay in that conviction, girl. Stay in that conviction.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
They just like, you're too honest. You're too blatant. And if they do ask me my opinion of anything, they'll do it on the sly. But they will not put me in any type of position of authority. Not that I can't do it, because I'm not going to play the game.
And don't play the game.
I will never play the game.
Because that game is they're really not using you for you. And you may even have to change other companies and get in a whole different corporate work field.
That's on the plan. That's exactly one of the things that I'm going to change this year.
This is happening this year. Praise God. Well, I'm glad that brought you some affirmation and confirmation, and I'm looking
Absolutely.
Forward to update you hearing from you.
Thank you.
This is beautiful.
You as well. You as well. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Our next caller, the last four digits are 2256. Caller, the last four digits, 2256. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is April, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, April. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Is that your dog barking?
No, that's not my dog barking.
Adam, is that you?
Yeah,
it must be
someone
Adam's...
just came through the office that I'm using.
I would say it must be Adam's stomach. You know, it's time to feed the beast pretty soon.
It is, God. I'm thinking about that.
Well, Miss April, I saw your... I guess it was your new picture on Facebook. It's so cute. It's so adorable, those little cartoons. They're really sweet.
Thank you. Yeah, this is an artist in Los Angeles, and he draws the most creative pictures, and I love, like, using them.
Oh, well, I think it's great. Now, April, go ahead, honey.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, have you been listening to our conversation?
I have.
Oh, good. So how are you feeling this week? Are you feeling a little off balance, pressured, or stressful, or have you been having a good week? And what do you do do you turn to what do you do to feed your soul on a scale of 1 to 10? Do you really run to your creator, or do you run to the creation and feed it with food, drugs, sex, rock and roll? What are you doing about that?
It's a mixture of both, to be honest. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I tell myself I need to take moments out of the day just to decompress and just breathe and just meditate mm-hmm. and just kind of like, all right, you know, not focus on the bad and not focus on the bad and focus on the good. But sometimes, some days I'm like, I can't deal with this. I'm going to binge watch something on Netflix. I'm just going to like block out everything, because sometimes, you know, some things get overwhelmed. I'm like, I just can't think about it. So I'm just going to like binge watch something, or I don't know, just as a distraction.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I just pulled a card for you. Are you ready to hear it?
Yes.
It's all about, well, I'm going to call it pregnancy, okay? A pregnant moment, so to speak. Not that I'm saying you're pregnant. But I'm telling you, this is, the timing right now is not ripe yet for you to make some changes, okay? I think right now things are starting to grow. They're starting to bubble. They're starting to simmer. It's getting rich, but you gotta wait right now. Okay, this is a time for you to really push back that desire to make things happen, to get it done, whatever. Suspend your future plans and your fantasies and all this stuff, because it's time for you to build up some inner strength right now. Okay, so that ripening is requiring you to wait. It's just not ready right now. And so it's not that life's not is working against you or something like that. It's not working against you. But it's telling you so that you can appreciate what's coming, and something magnificent is coming, okay? You're not going to be able to appreciate it until you can just be with it and sit with it and just enjoy the process. Okay, so keep a real positive outlook while you're thinking about this, and it's real important you concentrate on the health of your body right now with extraordinary care, okay? Because something magical is happening for you, okay? And you're going to need all that energy and stuff that you've just been waiting for to really enjoy it, okay? So I want you to really stay on track with nurturing yourself, and also it's real important that you nurture your self-awareness. So that's going to be in your meditation and your prayer. And you're going to be in a real heightened state of awareness and feeling around you, okay, and sensitivity, right? So don't get afraid of that. Don't be afraid. Just be with it. You're going to pick up stuff from people that you never had before. You're going to be in the grocery store, and you're going to go, bam, what was that? Just be aware that you're walking and you're carrying the light right now, because you're a light worker and you're carrying the light, and things are going to start being pulled to you. People are going to want to resonate on your energy and stuff. But when all this finally comes to fruition and the tide turns, you're going to be ready to embrace it with a brand new outlook. Okay? It's just like if you had a little baby right now. The baby is in that little beginning state. So don't tell everybody your business, okay? Because you're in a real fragile time right now. So it's time for you to be really good with the little baby, the little idea, the whatever it is, and really take care of it right now, because it's blooming into something pretty magnificent. And you're going to get it when it comes. And it's going to be in about less than 60 days. So you got some time, you know. Let's see, what's today? Like the 21st? August,
yes.
September. Yeah, it'll be right when the beginning of fall, right in the beginning of fall. You're going to see some amazing things going to happen. So keep in touch with me. I'll see you. I'm going to Atlanta on Labor Day.
Okay.
So I'll see all of you up there again. And we'll check in and see what's really going on. And I was so glad to meet you at the function at the school. That
me
was pretty
too.
Awesome. Yeah, it was
I had
great.
An amazing time.
I did too. I'm going to turn you over to Adam, but just take care of yourself now. It's your nurturing time.
Okay.
Thank you, April. Have a good weekend.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much, Patsy.
All right.
April, Patsy said so much of what I was going to say, so I don't want to sound redundant. I do want to say this. There's a book that you need to read, and it's called The One Thing. Have you heard of that book yet?
Mm-mm. The One Thing? No, uh-uh.
Yeah. Because what I got is that you really, really want to focus on what is your one project, the one big project that you can begin to work on right now, and that project, and that is going to open up so many doors for you. You said you are in Atlanta, and I know you're in Atlanta, but you're leaving Atlanta. I don't know if this is part of your dream or your vision, but that project, that gift, when you give it your undivided attention, when you find what your one thing is that you can nurture and you can give life to and treat like it's your baby, that one thing that you can feed and grow and give it all your undivided attention, and you need to, it seems that Pat, I'm picking up what Patsy's picking up, I feel like you need to have it figured out really committed to it by September and start just giving it all your undivided attention and effort and discipline, it's going to be beautiful and it's going to take you all over the world.
Oh, wow. Can I say something right quick before y'all go
sure.
to the caller?
Yeah.
First of thing, I like Raise Your Vibration Group has, like, saved my life. Like, I'm so happy that I've met Adam and you two, Patsy, and everyone in the group. Like, it came at the right time. What y'all saying is right.
Praise
because
God.
I'm kind of like, I feel resistance because I'm trying to, you never know how much of a control freak you are when you're trying to let go and not be in control. So this makes a lot of sense. And, everything that y'all are saying makes a lot of sense, even about a move, because I feel like I've been here in this city here and there, and I'm like, you know, opening myself up to it. So I'm really excited about the next 60 days, and I think the one thing, the one project is this blog that I recently started. So I definitely will focus on that and give it all so I can, you know, watch it grow and also nurture myself and prepare myself for the moments to come.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let's make it happen. Well, April, I'll be looking forward to supporting you over these next few weeks and months, and I'm excited about what you're working on. Yeah, and check out that book, The One Thing.
The One Thing, I will.
I know that's the title. Okay? All right, April, we'll be looking forward to seeing you at the Raise Your Vibration Meetup. Thanks for calling in and sharing your Thursday night with us.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, April.
You're very welcome. All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 3686. Caller, the last four digits, 3686. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello? Caller, the last four digits, 3686.
Hi.
You're live on the air. What's your name?
I heard
you
on mute, didn't realize.
What's your name?
Okay.
Hi, Stacy.
Stacy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. Whereabouts?
West Palm.
I bet you're hot over there, huh?
Man, that's putting it mildly.
This is one of the hottest summers I've ever been in. I've been here all my life.
April. Yeah, and then I was stupid enough to do some grilling today, so it was double hot.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I called you April. Stacy, you know, we've been talking about what we're doing, you know, to kind of discipline ourselves and go back to feeding our soul and things like that. And on a scale of 1 to 10, when you get, you know, are feeling distressed or impatient about things, do you run to the Creator or do you handle your tension and stress in other ways by food or, you know, avoidance? What is it that you do to take care of your soul?
Well, I just recently went through this on Monday, and my first thing is always running to the Creator. You know, when you're in trouble and you don't have no one to turn to, and you go to that source. So it's
awesome.
The Creator for me.
And would you say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 always going to the Creator and 10 sometimes, where would you be somewhere on that scale?
I would say always going to the creator.
Awesome.
When it hits the punch, the creator. Because at the end of the day, you know, friends will say, oh, I'm here. But, in fact, they're not, you know. So you go to that one constant source that you know, okay, always delivers or always there, you know.
I'm loving it. Well, I just pulled a card for you. And it's very interesting. This card is about, you know, those eight balls that people shake and it takes a minute for the answer to come up, float up from the liquid?
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel the state that you're in, that the thing is starting to float up. And it might feel a little bit difficult at the beginning. It's like the egg is cracking open now, or starting to crack open, and the idea or the infant or whatever it is starting to come out, you know? And it might feel a little bit vulnerable and a little bit shaky, but timing is real, real important for you right now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You just watching. And what's happening, that old way is starting to fall apart for you, and it's time for the new way to start. And rather than you looking back and say, I'm really leaving something, I'm mourning it, forget about that. Look on the new horizon. Look at the challenges and possibilities that you have, because once this journey is started, and it's already started for you, there's no turning back, okay? So even though the landscape that you're walking into now might seem a little bit scary or unfamiliar, just stay with your steady pace. I love what you said, that you felt number one. So keep going to your source. Go to God or whatever you want to call it. And don't even try to make a plan. Just enjoy that journey. There's no rush, because every step you're taking in this journey is going to count for you. So this is the time for you to start breathing really, really deeply. Start staying alert, okay?
Okay.
And people are going to come to you that are going to guide you on this path. So it's real important that you stay awake and look around and tune in, of course, your inner guide and that voice that speaks to you with your intuition that you have so strongly. Okay? So you
okay.
need to stay in touch with that intuitive voice that's inside of you and really listen. And I'm just going to tell you, the spirit of adventure, get ready, because you're just going to have such a great time. This is going to be like, oh my God, you're going to go, this is a new day. I'm excited about this, you know. So if you weren't ready for it, you wouldn't be getting this opportunity. So you're right in the stages of getting ready for this. And this is going to happen pretty fast. And I've been picking this up on several people tonight. There's some big stuff shaking around, okay? So you're part of this right now. So stay on the path. And do you ever come up to St. Petersburg area or anything like that?
Not recently.
Yeah, because that's where I live, and I'd love to meet you, because I have a feeling we're going to connect somehow. So let's stay in touch and let me know where you are, and let us know about this new creation for you. And I'm going to turn you over to Adam, because I think he's going to have some insight on something like this. Go ahead, Adam.
Patsy, you're absolutely right, and I'm seeing what you're seeing. I'm just seeing that the thing that's coming, the thing that's going to be so exciting for her, the thing that is unfolding that she thought was over, that she thought was done with, is coming up for me. The way I'm looking at it, I feel like it's dealing with a romantic relationship.
Oh, Lord, Adam.
And it is something that you have may not been looking for, like Pat said, or you kind of thought, whatever, but it's coming. It's coming fast. You need to be open to it, and you need to be ready to let the universe bring you some enjoyment through the company and the companionship of knowing what it's like to connect with another person who values you, who thinks you're wonderful, who thinks you're beautiful. But there's a lot of guarded. I mean, you are so guarded, and you are so
yes.
not
Yes, yes, open. Yes. That is the truth.
But you want to get ready, because someone is coming your way, and they think that you are going to be the apple of their eye. And I can tell you now, I feel like it's someone from your past who's been transformed and been born again, and you are going to be very hesitant to give them a second opportunity, but I will encourage you to give them opportunity and give them a chance to do right. You don't have to be fully open. You don't have to be fully, you know, you can keep a little bit of guards up, but I would at least let them on your porch.
Okay.
You don't have to let them in the house, but you can let them on the porch and sit outside on the porch with them.
On the roadside.
No, I sit on the porch.
That'd be too easy. Okay, Adam. I'll
they're
take
coming,
those.
Stacey.
Wow.
It's something that the universe wants to give you, because there's something about it that's going to just really put you in a good space. There's something about connecting with another human in that way that you thought was over for you that's going to really make you smile at God.
Oh.
And
beautiful.
It's going to require you to be very open. But again, like I said, you don't have to be like, come on in the house. Let's get married. Let's go to the court. No, just enjoy the company on the porch. Even if it's just for one day on that porch, just enjoy that one day, because that vibration is going to put you in. It's going to help unleash other magic in your life.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it. I'll let
right,
you know
thank
about
you
it.
For sharing it. All right, please do. Thank you for sharing your Thursday night with us. Look forward to hearing an update. All right, have a good night. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you.
Patsy, I think we have time for one more.
I think so, sure.
Okay. All right, let's go to our last caller, and the last four digits are 8582. Call with the last four digits, 8582. You're our last caller of the night. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi there. My name is Lisa, and I'm in North Carolina.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm not bad. I could really use just your insight, and I appreciate you taking my call. So
well,
there's
I'm
just
good. What city are you calling from?
Asheville.
Awesome.
North Carolina.
Yeah, love it, love it.
So I'm just looking for some guidance with a business situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to know if you see things working out in the near future.
Let me see what I'm calling here.
Okay, thank you.
All right, listen up. You ready?
I'm listening.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride, girl, because all I'm seeing in front of me is Phoenix rising, okay?
Would you repeat that again, please? You see, all you see around me is what?
I'm sorry, I can't get my phone off of off speaker, so it's going to sound weird. All I'm seeing is Phoenix rising.
Oh, Phoenix
okay.
rising. Okay.
Yes. Yes, I'm seeing Phoenix rising, which is telling me major transformation is happening for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what this is about, this is like a time of revolution, girl. This is a breakthrough, okay? In spite of your own desires, it's kind of like a snake when it sheds its skin. It doesn't go, oh, I don't want to shed it. I'm not shedding it. It's like, whoa, it's time. I'm going to shake this skin off because I'm ready to renew. You know, and this is what's happening for you now. I'm going to warn you that this change for you is way overdue, okay?
Yeah.
This job thing is way overdue. You needed a change a long time ago. So it's kind of like when you wore your little shoes when you were young, you had certain shoes and stuff, and then you outgrew them and you kept on wearing the same old shoes. It's too painful, and you got to get out of those old shoes. Lisa, so it's time we're going to shed that skin, and you're going to take a giant, giant quantum leap on this one, okay? So I know it's going to be risky, it's a little bit frightening, but what's going to happen, that's going to give you the courage to move on. The fear is going to, instead of paralyzing you, you're going to go, you know, I don't like this fear, I'm going to do something about it. And when you get sick and tired of it, which you're already at that point, you're going to start letting that go. And once that starts letting go, you're going to start like the magnificent, you know, phoenix bird. It just comes right out of the ashes, you know, and it's like a rebirthing is going to happen to you. So you've got to get ready for this,
Okay, so you really need to be in the present. Stop preoccupying your brain with the past or the future. Stay in the present because it's going to be a 180-degree turn, honey. It's ready. I mean, your life's going to take on a whole different form. The job is coming fast, okay? And it's something that you've been wanting, this change. I don't think it's going to last long because I think it's going to be just a stepping stone to another one after that. So don't be disappointed if you go, oh, this is what I thought I wanted, and now I'm not sure I want this, because the other one's going to follow right behind it. So things are going to move faster. Trust the process. Trust the transformation because it's here. It's time. And all tonight, everybody's been on board. We've got a lot of energy going in this conversation tonight. So I'm going to turn you over to Adam to see what he's seeing for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Lisa, I know Patsy was talking about a job, and I was in and out of your conversation earlier because I was shuffling my cards. Did you inquire about a job? Because I'm seeing so much about a relationship. I'm seeing you trying to have it and make a decision between two people.
It's all about a business that actually I own. There's a business partner.
Okay.
Who has, there have been a lot
is
of
Is he
issues.
Male or female? Is it male or female?
Male.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the energy I'm picking up. So okay. It is a relationship. It's just not a romantic relationship.
Right.
Okay. It definitely looks like that things are going to, in time, you got to get ready, like Patsy said. I do think there's going to be a different unfolding, an opening, but I do feel like you've got to make sure that you're not being too resistant and too, I'm not going to say the word stubborn, but you want to make sure that you're being not, the word here is willful versus willing. Don't be too willful and less willing. Be more willing and less willful.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on getting as flexible as possible because there is a situation that's just happened that's causing a great deal of trouble, and I'm trying to salvage a situation by being extremely flexible. So maybe what you're getting is where I am already arriving at.
Absolutely. I would definitely encourage you to be willing. And then like Patsy said, it's just temporarily. Remember she said something that's just temporary, then something else is going to come? It's just a temporary situation or solution you're going to have to be open to. And then things are going to really begin to unfold like you want them. It's about timing. And I feel like it's going to be well before October.
Is it with this particular situation I'm focused on?
I do think it's related to it, but I think this particular situation has to be clearly resolved and complete and tied up before what you want to unfold.
Do you see that happening very soon?
Maybe 9 to 12. Well, maybe before October. However far away October is.
Yeah, that's very far away. But, you know, if
so
that's what you
say. I can tell you things will be good and wrapped up before October. Okay?
And do you see the business that I'm in as then succeeding as a result of this change?
I don't know about the business you're in succeeding, but I feel like I see you succeeding. I feel like you getting all that you need to do to succeed.
Okay.
And
okay.
You need to have a faith and the trust and the confidence you're going to be okay. You're going to come out of this succeeding, even if the other things that you're in may not. It's still going to. The universe still has a plan to work out things for your highest and greatest joy and success.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you both doing reading for me.
Oh, you're going to be
welcome.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Have a great night. Thank you for sharing.
Have a very good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Patsy, that concludes our show for this Thursday, July the 21st, 2016. Patsy, what would be the last word or idea or thought that you would like to leave with those of our who are listening to our show this evening?
I have a little quote here, and I don't even know who it's from, but I saw it, and it just is so pertinent. It is, what is truth is real. What is not truth is not real. It's an illusion, but it looks real. Love is real. It's the supreme expression of life. So I'm asking everybody to turn up the love this week, start your day off meditating, and then just let life unfold.
Absolutely. And I'll encourage everybody to add to that. When you start your day off in meditation, when you start your day off with love, do not take a foot out your bed or do not get up out of your meditation position until you have felt the love of God inside your heart. Until you felt love by the universe, love by your higher power, until you feel love by somebody. If you can't connect, put your hand in your heart and feel love, I would encourage you, if you can, hurry up, get your day started, and get it to a place where you can feel that love. And that's what I'm going to commit to doing. Until I can feel it in me, I'm going to sit still until I can feel that love in me, because that's what's real. And that's going to ground you and keep you through these transitions as we move ahead into a new paradigm shift on this planet. Thank you all for sharing your Thursday night with us. Patsy, thank you so much for your wisdom, your insight, your willingness to co-host this show with me. And I hope you have a blessed and magical week ahead.
You too, darling. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk soon. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, Patsy. Good night, everybody.